What's good, everybody? It's Crystal Celeste here, and I'm so excited that you joined me. Today, we're going to be talking about leveling up in 2024. If that's an interest for you, you've come to the right place. Stay tuned, baby, because we about to go in and grow together. All right, off the cuff. I'm tired. Are you? Well, at some point, you got to get to the point where you just tired of being broke. Getting up, going to these raggedy jobs. And yes, I said raggedy. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity for work. We're grateful, Father. Please don't think that we're being ungrateful. He know our hearts. But it is what it is. We're getting up every single day, going to a job that we do not like, being around people that we do not like, every single day, putting on face. Meanwhile, we get home, we're exhausted. We have a slither amount of time left to actually get some food, get some rest, take care of our stinking tails, get in the shower, you know, do all the things. By the time you get in bed, it's like you barely got time to even put a prayer in, is what I'm saying. Well, guess what, y'all? We are making a conscious decision that we are not taking this foolish energy into 2024, right? That's not why God put you on this earth. My main question to you before we get started with this, because you know we got a list on how to level up in 2024. But the first thing that I want y'all to take in consideration is to keep in the back of your mind, what is my purpose? Because trust me, you leveling up has a lot to do with your purpose, right? So keep that in the back of your mind. Everything that we do is for the glory of God and to make sure that we're making God proud. That's number one, right? All these other things, he told us, we going to get those things. That's 1 + 1 = 2. You hear me? We going to get all those things. But like as young women, young men, you know, and this podcast is not just for women. Men tune in and that's fine. But like I'm speaking to my single mamas, my single dads, like we out here trying to make a living. We're trying to generate wealth. You feel me? Even if you don't have children, you're trying to generate wealth for yourself, for your family, you know? So let's jump right into it. Number one. What I need y'all to do is to stop thinking, caring about what other people feel about you. Stop caring. In order to take this leap, this walk, you know, in order for us to level up in the ways that we feel, we have to already in the door not care about how we're being seen. Some of y'all are supposed to be social media influencers, but you're too embarrassed to put a camera out in public. Be it far from you, right? Be it far from you. If you know that you're supposed to be doing things online, if you know that you're supposed to be a social media influencer, why are we caring about what someone that you do not know feel about why you're posting? So let's say you're at the mall and you feel like I'm gonna post up right here, put my little camera and talk. Maybe that's what God wants you to do. But because you're afraid of what these bystanders are gonna think by you posting your phone up, oh, they're gonna think I'm weird. They're gonna think... And that's why we're broke. And that's why we're sitting in the situation we are right now. We need to change that energy, y'all. We can do this. Stop caring about how they think. You're supposed to be a fashion designer. But yet, you're afraid to pop out with your new look. You're afraid they're not going to like it. Who cares? Off the top, if God gave us a vision, if he gave you that vision, that's for you to do and for everybody else to figure out later. But you don't owe nobody no explanation on what you're about to pop out and do. Every day, y'all, we need to rediscover ourselves, right? Every day, we need to be thinking of new things, new ways to generate wealth, to generate, you know, a better lifestyle for our families. God said to multiply. This is not something that we're, it's not that you're being greedy. Oh, I want more. No. And maybe that I don't want nobody thinking I'm being ungrateful for what God has given me because I continue want to be better and I want more. That's not a bad thing. You feel me? You wanting more for yourself, it's not bad. God said to multiply, be fruitful and multiply every day. Every day you need to be finding ways to multiply what you already have. Not to be stagnant because you got a decent little job and it ain't really what you want though, but hey, it's paying the bills. Is that multiplying? That also like it's multiplying to me. And everything that you do, it needs to be, of course, to the glory of God, but it needs to be giving we up and we stuck. We're going to continue going to higher heights and deeper depths every single day, right? Two, Connect yourself around people who are like-minded like you. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all right now, the numbers are, you know, I'm going to just be flowing. I might as well really stop counting now because at some point I'm going to lose track, right? I prayed before this podcast and I'm truly believing that God's going to usher everything that I say to you in a way that it's going to touch and hit you where it needs to hit you, right? So don't get caught up on me numbering. Pay attention and listen, y'all, because we going somewhere with this. This is your time, period. There's no, oh, if I had this, if I had that job, if I had this career, if I had that. No, you're making a conscious decision today that you're going to be living in abundance and that you're going to be a multimillionaire, the first multimillionaire, may I add, in your family. It starts with not caring what nobody thinks, connecting yourself, putting yourself in situations that are going to be fruitful for what you're going. So if I want to grow a tomato, I'm not going to put the tomato in concrete. Follow me. I'm not going to put that seed in concrete. I'm not going to water the concrete after it's dried up and pray that a tomato come out of it. Okay. I'm not going to, because it's not going to go through now unless there's a crack in the concrete. But follow me here. Saturate yourself in soil that is conducive to where you're going. That is important. Write the vision and make it plain. Like today, I got up. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I did not feel like working out. Like right now, I'm back on my health journey and it's a journey, right? And I'm trying my best not to be too hard on myself, but it'd be some days and I'm like, look, if I could pay somebody to work out my body for me, I would. That's impossible. But man, I did not feel like it today. But I felt so good after I ran, right? Lifted some weights, and I'm not perfect. I'm not nobody's, you know, guru on how to work out. But let me tell you something. When you do something different every single day and do your best, you're going to make it. Consistency, taking it a day at a time, not being too hard on yourself. But y'all, we got to get out of our comfort zones out here. We got to get out of our comfort zones. Tell me what your comfort zone has done for you in the past year. And while you're thinking, I'm going to sip on some of my coffee. What has your comfort zone given you? What has your comfort zone given you? Nothing but the same. And if you want the same, I tell you right now, you can go ahead and end this podcast and continue doing that same thing that you know that you're doing every single day. You do it every single day without even thinking. Your body is on autopilot and you're doing the same thing every single day. And it's on autopilot. Why? If you know how you're in the car driving and you get home and realize, how did I even get here? You didn't even have to think. Why? Because your body is used to the same thing every day. It's used to you getting in the car every single day, taking that same route every day, to the point where now we no longer need you to think to get us here. We're just going to get us here. And that's your body basically saying that. You don't even have to think no more. It is a guaranteed thought that I'm going to get home. I may get here and be like, dang, I don't even remember like really just driving like that. I mean, I was in a car, but it's like, I don't really remember the deets. It's like, okay, why is that? Why is that? Because when you're on autopilot, you don't got to think no more. Think about it. When you're on cruise in your car, what are you thinking about? You're not pushing the foot on the gas, making sure you go. Your car is cruising now. You can really take back and lax and lay back. And I'm telling you, this is not the time right now to be laid back, lax about nothing. You are not happy with your life. You're not happy where you are. Why are you relaxed? You should be in a state of, I need to get my butt up in the morning. I need to meditate. I need to pray. I need to journal. I need to work out. I need to network. I need to do this. I need to write my vision. I need to move forward. I need to be fruitful. And I need to multiply. And if that ain't the situation that's going on right now, you have no business being on cruise control. None. And with a capital N. You have no business being in cruise control. And not a N-O-N-E, N-U-N, none. You have none of your business being. Y'all gonna have to bear with me on this, because it's like, at some point you get tired. I know you got to feel that tire in your, it's a weary, disappointment down in your soul. And you don't really know how to describe it, which I'm having a hard time myself, but you know, it's there and it's gnawing at you. You know what that is? That is your destiny calling on you. It's yelling at you when you clocked in that morning, when you clocked out that evening, when you were in that kitchen cooking up for these kids and helping your child with your homework and calling back for family and dealing with health situations and dealing with this. A lot of the things that we're dealing with is our own fault. We can't blame a parent. We can't blame the system. A lot of this stuff that's going on right now, y'all, we can change. We have the power to change it. Me and you, we can change it. You can change it. But it starts by consciously realizing that you are in the matrix. What is the matrix? You are in the system of being lied to. That if you go to a 9-to-5 job and work this dang on job, you're going to somehow be happy with your life. It don't matter what the job is, just work it. That is not life. That is just existing. And I'm telling you, in 2024, we are doing more than just existing. We are thriving, living in our purpose, and doing what it is that God put us on this earth to do. We only get one life. We only get one shot at this. One. If that's not motivation, I don't know what is. You literally only get one shot. Literally. Eminem said, "Do not miss your chance to grow, because opportunity comes once in a lifetime." Now, what I will tell you is this. I don't fully agree with the once in a lifetime part, right? I don't agree with that, because God has given me chance after chance after chance. He will continue to run up the chances for you, but it's up to you to take them, because we don't know how many of them that we're going to get. We don't know. Right? I want you like my boy E.T. says, if you don't know Eric Thomas, what have you been doing with yourself? What's going on? What's going on? I need you to, when this podcast is over, to go find Eric Thomas motivational videos and really listen, yo, because sometimes we need that kick in the butt. We need to understand that, listen, we can't blame nobody but us. That opportunity is here. And I'm telling you, you know, okay, what's today? November the 10th. Today's November the 10th. The year is almost out. And when I go back and reflect over the year, it's a lot of planning and not a lot of moving. And if it is a lot of moving, the moving is not consistent. I need this to be a consistent thing. Today, we need to figure out, what is it that you're really good at? What is your passion? You know, if it's an ebook, it don't take a whole lot for no ebook. 3, 4, 5, 6 pages, if that. If you're a songwriter, poetry, you make really amazing t-shirts and slogans, podcasters, YouTubers. There's so many ways now to make money and to generate income, y'all, that is crazy. And that literally you have no reason besides the trick of the enemy that is tricking us to think that these jobs that we have are somehow going to get things done. It's not. It's literally a holding cell, keeping you away from your purpose. And so that has to stop. We have to write the vision down, you guys, and make it plain. We do. Like, when I think about, you know, right now, like I said, I'm trying to lose weight and I'm trying to get some things done. And, you know, back to the point where I was saying, I kind of got off topic a little bit, but I just want to go back to being around people with the same goals and visions, y'all. That's important. Some of us have got to sever the ties to some people that's in our lives that are, we're trying to remove us from our purpose. We have to, in order to go higher, because certain things, God not even going to allow you to go higher if you don't even remove some of those people, because some of these snakes y'all got in y'all lives are stopping you from going to the next level. That has to be another thing you have to do. Okay. But you can do this. Leveling up in 2024 is the goal. That's the vision. That's what we're going to do. Right. Finding the people that are like-minded that want to do the same thing, right? We have to stick together. You did not find this podcast by happen chance. Okay, it's time. God is saying now, like, yo, what are you waiting for? Can't you not feel? Can't you not sense that this is your season? Some of y'all so sleep that God got to send somebody loud mouth, fast talking like me to be like, hey, bro, hey, sis, come on now. What is it? What's going on? But we got people depending on us. Right now, you got at least 3 people that's depending on you to do what you're supposed to do. Or they can't even make it. Think about that. Let that kind of marinate. Somebody's depending on you. If you don't have the motivation for yourself right now, think about 3 people right now that are depending on you to actually walk in your purpose. They are hoping and praying. Some of them don't even know that it's you that they're waiting on, but they're waiting on you. And meanwhile, we're in the background playing. But you know what? We're going to leave all that energy in 2023. And only thing that we're taking in 24 moving forward is what it is that we're trying to do for God, our purpose, for our lives. We're not caring no more about what people think. We're not caring no more about you know, what is being said. But this is very important, you guys. You do have to write that vision down. So again, write the vision down. Get yourself around certain people that have the same, you know, goal as you. You know, being fruitful and multiplying. All of these things, you guys, are very important for leveling up in 2024. Next, again, stepping outside of your comfort zone and doing things that you may not have thought to do just off the top of your own mind. So a lot of us are just waiting for this random idea to pop in our minds, right? No, it's about being active, going online, looking to see what is something that I can do today that I've never done before, that I'm stepping out of my comfort zone to do, that is going to require some discomfort. Some of y'all worry about the wrong things. We worried about what outfit is going to require and all this stuff. That's fine. But I want it to require discomfort. I want it to require me being uncomfortable. I want it to require it being my first time experiencing this situation. I want it to require me not knowing what the heck is going on. Because that at those times, to be honest with you, what's in you gets an opportunity to shine, because now you're not on autopilot. You're not used to this situation, right? It's requiring you to pull on God some. It's requiring you to learn something new, to take something back from that experience that you can use in your everyday life. But we got to come out of autopilot, y'all. We got to come out of autopilot. If it's learning a new recipe, this new recipe that you learn could be the new staple that your family enjoys on a regular now, because you stepped out of your comfort zone for making the same thing the same way. Right? It could be an ingredient that you add into an existing recipe that you already have. But stepping out and doing something new every single day. Why? Because life is for the living. Life is to be lived with your whole heart and everything that's in you. We don't want to make certain things that are not super. Everything is not just spiritual like that, y'all. Sometimes we over-spiritualize everything. Some things are one foot in front of the other. Tell me how many times this week that you got on your knees and you asked God for permission on what to wear to work today. Half y'all didn't even pray at all, let alone ask him what outfit. Some stuff God is like, why is y'all keep coming to me for stuff that you could just do on your own? That's just like you having a teenager and them coming downstairs and saying, Mom, can you hold the cup up to my mouth while I drink this water? If there's not a disability there, if there's not something that's stopping them from doing that, you're going to look at that child like they have went back crazy. What do you mean hold the cup up to your mouth so you can drink it? Have you lost your mind, sir? Ma'am? You're going to say, you're not even going to pay no attention. And if you like the old school people, they're just going to look at you like you're crazy. They're not even going to even entertain the conversation with the conversation. You're just going to get looked at like you're crazy at this point. That is exactly how our loving Father, who loves us so much, looks at us when we're asking him for things that we have 1,000% capability of doing ourselves, y'all. He's not getting ready to hold the cup up to your mouth. He's going to provide the water. He's going to provide the cup. He's going to provide the house that you need to eat, drink, and all that stuff in. He's going to provide that. But once you get into that arena, once you get into that homeostasis, if you will, of life that he's provided, it's on you to go out there and plant and harvest. It's up to you to go out there and start that business. It's up to you to go out there and make those phone calls, to put that content out. It's up to you now. It's up to you now. It's up to you now. Let that ring. Because see, a lot of times we're in victim mode and we're playing the victim. The world did this and the government got this going on and the system and black people being done wrong. And all of those things may be true, but it's on you now. We're in a time now. We have so much freedom, y'all. We can do so much now that our ancestors would have never even dreamed of nothing like this. We are in that level of freedom, y'all. And yes, the world is crazy and corrupt, but I'm telling you, with what you have, what is in your hand right now that you can do and what you can use? Let that be the fuel that you use every day. What do I have? No more are we going to sit around asking God, I need this to make this work. I need that to make this work. You're lying to yourself. You don't. You actually don't need anything else. You have everything right now in your arsenal to make something shake with what you have, and you're not doing it. I want to ask the question, why? You deserve that much to the least, at very least, to look down in yourself and say, why am I not doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Why am I having a hard time doing my calling? What is it? And just like the grain, you need to fight against it. You need to get up every morning and push. Every morning. And I like to correlate, like to kind of put parallel with like your health and your fitness. Your body is depending on you to get up in the morning and work out. This is not a game. I work in the hospitals. People are in there. 99% of the stuff they're in there for is diet related, y'all. Diet related. Let that sit in. What they put in their mouth has now gotten them in the hospital. You have the power in you right now. That song, I've Got the Power. I've got the power. Say it. I've got the power. I can do this. Nothing is stopping me but me. God didn't say it was going to be easy. That's one thing he will tell you. Oh, I ain't going to tell you it's going to be easy now. I ain't never lied to you and said that. But I said that you can do it. And I also said that all things are possible through who? Me, through Christ, who strengthens me. That's word, baby. All things are possible. And God is not a man that he gonna lie to you now. He ain't never no liar. So if he said that all things are possible, that means every goal that you have right now in that journal, in your phone, on your laptop, every little sticky note that you have in your home, God is saying that all of those things are possible through him. You take it to God in prayer and you do what? You do it. You make sure that you execute each and every last one of those goals. Why? Because you can do it. You're depending on it. Your family's depending on it. Your bloodline, your ancestors are depending on you to ensure that their prayers are being fulfilled and answered. They prayed for this. There are people that you don't even know prayed for you when they were here. It's you who's going to break the generational curse. You know that already, don't you? It's clear as day. It's you. That's why you're being fought so hard. That's why everything that you do is a fight. You don't have it easy. You got to fight for everything that you have. You got to fight to keep everything that you got. That's why it's a fight. Because you had the audacity to stand up and say, you know what? I ain't living like this, man. I'm not going down like this. I got to make a change. And therefore, that's why you're up fighting. Because there are forces, there are people, there are situations that don't want you to have what you're having. But I'm telling you right now, as a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself right now to be blown away. I believe that God is getting ready to blow your mind to the point where you are not going to be able to do anything but lay down and cry in gratitude. You can't even speak. I believe God's getting ready to shock a lot of us right now, because you know what? The reality of it is, in my Wakanda voice, we have watched and we have listened from the mountains. We've been out here on the ground plowing. We've been out here believing God. We've been out here trusting God. We've been out here waiting. God is saying, go. It's time to go. Go now and don't look back. Don't you dare turn into a pillar of salt because you get nervous and scared and, oh man, I don't know. We out here in the deep end now. I'm scared. It's too late for that. Keep swimming. The moment that you decide that you want to think about how many feet, how deep the water is, and now, oh my gosh, it's 200 miles deep below my feet right now. That's when you messed up. It don't matter what's below your feet. That's why it's below your feet. It's beneath you. These trials and problems that you're dealing with are literally beneath you. You're better than that. You are an overcomer and you're going to rise up above all of this stuff. This is going to literally be a memory here soon. But you keep on swimming now. You keep on swimming and you don't care who's to the left of you, who to the right of you, who below you. You don't have time to worry about that right now. All we have to do is keep our eyes on the prize and keep on swimming. Because it's time. You waited too long. You got stuff on the other side of this water. You got stuff on the other side of this situation that been waiting on some of y'all for over 10, 20 years to get to the point of getting it. If I told you that I have a multi-billion-dollar business career and I have billions of homes and cars, land, prosperity, and wealth, I have it for you, but it's on this island. I just need you to get there. I just need you to get there. But when you get there, just know that everything on that island is yours. What do you mean we ain't going to the... What do you mean? And here's the problem. Oh, by the way, there's no boat. But if you can get over there, I'm just saying, like, it's all yours. You think we not in that water swimming? Do you think that I'm not finna take a swimming class? Do you really think that I'm not going to take a swimming class and prepare myself to get over there? But here's the thing. A lot of y'all don't believe the messenger. Y'all thinking, nah, that stuff ain't over there. That is not true. So how are we going to get over there? Well, y'all got to swim. No. So they want us to swim in that water. That water is dangerous. Okay. You being alive is dangerous. Have anybody ever thought about that? Because I know we always talk about the things about, well, this is hard, getting that, and then that. Simply living in this day and age is dangerous. Let's just put that in there. It's all dangerous. But choose your danger. Danger, danger. Choose it. Because I know one thing. I'd rather be swimming in the water, headed to my prosperity, than standing and stagnant, not doing nothing, and on my way to nothing. I don't know about you, but everybody got to go one day. So I don't want to hear nothing about, oh, it's that, I don't know. Shoot, ain't nobody never did that before. That's different. I mean, I'm out here looking stupid in the water just swimming. But we're going to see who's stupid once my feet stand. Once my feet touch that soil, we're going to see who's stupid. We're going to see. And when you're able to fly your jet from that island and come back over there to your people and grab them and bring them back where you are and bless them with blessings on blessings, nobody gonna be talking about how you were swimming in that water. All you're gonna hear is, wow, man, sis, you really did it. We ain't think you was gonna make it over there, sis. Wow, bro, you really swam over there. Wow, thank you, man. You really came back. You really remembered us. Now all of a sudden they gonna get on the ship. Now all of a sudden everybody understands. But in that moment, stop waiting on folks to understand your struggle. Stop waiting on people to understand your grind. It don't matter. You keep your eyes focused on where you're supposed to be going. Because once your feet touch that soil, baby, it's all going to be worth it. Swimming in that cold water, feeling fishes on your feet. You don't know what it is. You're swimming. Your arms are tired. Your legs are tired. You're out of breath. Your lungs hurting. Everything is going to be worth it when you get to that island. When you get to that destination, it's all going to be worth it. The salt in your eyes. You're hearing the laughing and the snickering from behind you. People are telling you to come back. You look stupid out there. You're swimming. There's sharks out here. What are you talking about? I am a shark. If it's a whale out here, I am a whale. Whatever it is that you think you're scared of, you are an overcomer. I don't care what's in that water. It may have power, but God is all powerful. Stop focusing on your opponent and focus on what you're supposed to be doing. You think God ain't in that water protecting you? You think you really are? You think you made it this far because you were safe? You ain't never did nothing safe. A lot of us, we've been out here doing dumb stuff, or we've been out here recklessly living for years. You think that's just because you think it's you just being careful? No, God has been protecting you. That's another thing. You ain't in the water by yourself, baby. You got God in there with you. You ain't never been in that water by yourself. You ain't never been in the water by yourself. But you know what we do? We get in that water and we start swimming a little bit and we get water on our face and we turn back around. I ain't trying to get my hair wet. And we get scared and we go back to the to where we came from and we don't keep going because it's dark out there. It's cold out there. We're by ourselves. A lot of y'all don't even have friends. You don't have nobody you can turn to for advice. You just heard a word. It was, hey, your blessings is on that island, but you got to swim to it. And ain't nobody paved the way for you. But I'm telling you right now, swim and don't you dare stop. Go and don't you dare stop. Start the business and don't you dare stop. I don't care if you had to pause in the middle of the ocean for a minute because your arm's tired. You start and you keep going. And you hear those people laughing in the background. And you see your vision getting blurred because of salt in your eyes and you're tired. But you keep going because why? God promised you. This is not for the weak. He promised you that he will never leave you nor forsake you. You ain't never been out here by yourself. But it starts with understanding that we are not going into 2024 with the same poor mindset. We're not going to 2024 tired and act like we want to go backwards. We've done it already. You already have enough experience with starting over. You don't need to do it no more. You already know what happens when you start over. You're getting fatter, you're getting lazier, and you're getting broke. That's it. Nothing new is coming with starting over. But what I can tell you is if you can do something that you haven't done, and that is keep going all the way. I don't care if the opportunity is looking crazy. I don't care that you got 10 no's done today. I don't care that you had somebody say, no, we good. You keep going and believing that on that other side and that when I touch my feet on that island, all of the blessings I've been waiting for, my whole life, everything that I've been trusting God for, every dream that I've seen my whole life, all the wonderful things that God has promised me in my whole life is waiting on me when I get my feet on that island. And guess what? It's going to all be worth it. It's going to all be worth it. Any of my mamas on here that know, once that baby comes out, instantly the pain is gone. It all was worth it. Every pain, every stretch mark that I have on my tummy, and good Lord knows I have plenty. Every stretch mark is worth it. That now I can see my 13-year-old son walking and thriving and living his life. I would do it again as many times that I would need to because it all was worth it. It's all going to be worth it. Your sleepless nights, you not being able to get no rest, being ridiculed, talked about, people laughing at you thinking this is a joke out here because you just want to live and have a purpose and you want to do something different and being having mockery. You think Noah wasn't tired of people laughing at him? Noah in the Bible. Do you think Noah was not tired of being laughed at? He was doing this, saying it was going to rain for hundreds of years and there was no rain. And his butt out here building a doggone boat on land. Nowhere near no water. But sure enough, when that drop hit their nose, when that raindrop hit his head, it's game time, baby. All of them times and years of him taking his time building that ark, getting the animals on there. All of them years of not being invited to the parties and the gatherings, of not being included, of being looked at as a joke and somebody not to be taken serious. All of them years of being ostracized. All of them years of second guessing himself are worth it now. Boom, 3 drops on his head. It's raining. It's raining. Get in the ark because it's about to rain. Do you hear me? Hear me in the spirit. It's raining, y'all. Not about to rain. It's raining. And all the things that you've been building and trusting God for, guess what? It's about to go down. It's going down right now. I am sending out this clearing call to tell you that, baby, listen. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare think that God forgot about you. Are you crazy? He ain't never forgot about you. I need you to know that it is your time right now. It is your time to believe again, to trust God again, to keep going, and to understand that your 2024 is going to be completely different than any other year you've ever experienced. It is your time. Trust God and keep going, y'all. We all we got. That's how you're going to level up. That's how your new year is about to be better. That's how you're about to be a light for your family. That's how you're not getting ready to have to keep going to this 9-to-5 no more. It's all in that. You keep swimming and believing. And I promise you, the moment that your feet feels the sand on it in between your toes and your eyes begin to gaze upon the beauty of the things that God has created for you and had planned for you and has put us up for you, it's all going to be worth it. You're worth it. You are loved. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Thank you so much for joining my podcast today. I'm Crystal Celeste. Please tune in. Subscribe for another one. We're going to be back a week, y'all. A week. Okay? I'm going to be back every week. You can find me on Instagram. I am Crystal Celeste. I'm on TikTok. I am Crystal Celeste. Hit me up, y'all. And let's keep growing. I'm so excited about your 2024. Next week, we're going to talk about more leveling up tips, maybe a little more, you know, detailed out for you. If you have any questions or concerns, hit me up, DM me, and let's grow together, you guys. I love you so much, but God loves you more.